Welcome to chapter 103 of Conversations of a Light Pigmented Evolution of an Ape. How you going? How y'all... Who am I, Alan? How y'all going this week? I'm going well, y'all. I'm going to stop the southern accent. Yeah, I've been good. Except I'm not drunk. Alright, guys? I'm not drunk. People keep thinking I'm drunk when I'm not drunk. So I just want to clarify before the podcast gets underway. I am not intoxicated. My blood alcohol content? Is that no? My blood alcohol level is 0.0. Alright? Because on the weekend, people thought I was drunk on grand final day. I wasn't. Didn't have one drink. I'm just a fucking moron. Alright? That's the problem with our generation. People are like, oh, well, he's being an idiot. He must be intoxicated. You know, back in the good old days, you could just be an idiot. I'm sure of it. But these days, you gotta have like 8 cans in ya to do something fucking dumb or speak to a dog on your Instagram story. Man, I need 0 cans in me to think it's funny to speak to a dog on Instagram, alright? This happens all the time to me. You guys think I'm drunk all the time. It's funny, but it's a little bit like, for real, you know, I thought you guys know me better. Like, I thought... Okay, here's what happened. So, it's grand final day. I'm hanging with my mates. Now, I choose to put what I do in my personal life, not to do with comedy, not to do with videos, alright? I choose to put that side of my life out there on the internet for you guys to watch. Why? Because I'm fucking hilarious all the time, alright? I back myself, okay? And that's why I put myself out there. And that's a personal choice I make. So I know that that comes with thousands and thousands of people judging me, which is fine. I feel like in what I do for work, I've put myself out there from the start to be judged, which is great. That's my decision. What I don't appreciate is people thinking I'm drunk when I'm not. I know like people can have their own opinions, all right? But if you think I need to be drunk to try and do a slam dunk in someone's backyard, alright? Or put on Melbourne face paint when Melbourne aren't playing in the grand final, or speak to a dog all night, or attach 3 scarves together and start skipping in someone's house, then you don't know me very well, okay? Because they're all, in my books, I've just listed 4 sober activities. Alright, that's what I've listed. Like, drunk activities include tying 6 scarves together and skipping in someone's parents' bedroom. Alright, that's a drunk activity. I was respectful. I tied only 3 scarves together and did it in my friend's lounge room. That's respect. Alright, that's sober respect. So yeah, I'm putting up all these Instagram stories. I'm having a good time with all my mates on grand final day. And we're just getting up to the usual hooligans, you know, that's not the right word. The usual shenanigans. We're the hooligans. We get up to shenanigans. Ugh, man. Anyway. So we're just having a good time in between watching the game, you know, it's quarter time, 3-quarter time, half time. We're just doing shit right in their backyard and stuff. And I uploaded a video of me trying to dunk a ball, and all these people were like, oh, slam dunk, more like slam drunk. Man, you're wasted, haha. All these girls are like, oh my god, I'm wasted too, cheers. All these guys are like, bro, lol, every time I get drunk, I also talk to my friend's dog. That's hilarious, man. I was sober. I was driving. Some of my mates home. I was the designated driver that day. I was sick the day before. Didn't have a single beer. So can we just get this straight? If I'm being a moron on my Instagram story, probably means I'm sober. Usually when I actually am really drunk, I won't post, because then I'll be like, oh, this probably isn't good content. But when I'm sober, I'm like, I definitely know this isn't good content, and I put it up anyway. But when I'm drunk, I'll be like, oh, man, I don't know if people, like, you know, I should put this out. People might think differently of me. Hey, look, it doesn't matter, because whatever you put out in your story, people are going to think you're drunk anyway. So that's a new game from now on my Instagram story. Is Luke drunk or not? The answer is 95% of the time, probably 99% of the time, no. But according to you guys, it's about 40-60. 60% of the time, you guys think I'm drunk. All right, so it's a little bit insulting. You can ease up with all your messages. All right, I don't need to go to an AA meeting. I need to go to an FM meeting. All right, a fucking Morons Anonymous. FMA. It's just need to get high. My name's Luke, and I'm a fucking moron. And everyone's like, hi, Luke. But they don't say that. They're like, Luke, hi. And I'm like, oh, you guys are a bunch of fucking morons. Can't even say words in the right order. That's what I need, all right? People think I need, like, alcohol cancelling. Nah, I don't drink that much. Just an idiot. Well, I reckon that's really sad as well, that, like, people think to just do something for the sake of doing something. Like we were just bored, so we're like, oh, we've got all these footy scarves here. Let's tie these scarves together and start a skipping game in the backyard. Why is that considered a drunk activity? All right, that's just good, solid scarf fun. You know, I like to think I'm resourceful. That's just showing that I MacGyvered those scarves into a fun game. All right? It just shows I'm creative, not drunk. But everyone's like, oh man, you need to ease up. Oh, nah. Hi, Luke. Fucking moron. Pleased to meet you. It's like, maybe all these people are new. Surely you guys by now know that after hearing me run around Melbourne with 50 of you looking for a fat bird, unless you guys all thought I was drunk that day too, I wasn't. That's just what I like to do with my time, alright? Surely you guys by now know that, oh no, that's just Luke. Like, you guys would be able to testify for me in a court of law, going like, oh, what, something dumb. Just like, oh, Luke thought it would be funny to fill someone's mailboxes with pens, and then the ink ran, and it caused, I don't know, whatever. Just, that was the shittest example ever of a fun thing to do. That's not fun. Don't go around filling people's mailboxes with pens. That's not fun, alright? That's lame. It means you've had to go to Officeworks. You've probably gone on a sale, because fuck buying that many pens, that's expensive. Alright, it's not fun. What's a fun thing to do? I don't know. Go on a roller coaster and have milkshakes before. And then the first one who, I don't know, like, that seems fun to me, because then it's like, oh no, I threw up everywhere. Lol. That's something I would do, sadly. But I'm going to the Royal Melbourne show today, actually, so I might do that today. I might, Emily might cop some milkshake in the face, depending on if I'm sober, then that's a fun thing to do. If I'm drunk, not at all. But the point is, guys, I'm not always drunk. I just wanted to clarify that on the podcast. Sometimes I'm just a fun guy. Sorry for being a fun guy. All right, next time I'll upload me being boring on Instagram. Is that what you guys want? You want boring Luke? Nah, man. You want Luke who thinks it's funny to face... Yeah, that's what me and my mate did. We face-painted ourselves with Melbourne Football Club face paint when Collingwood and West Coast were playing in the grand final. Why? Because we had red face paint. And we're still in denial that Melbourne got out of the finals. Alright? Why? Because it pissed a few people off. Or why? Because we did. Because we can. Because I can. The name of my show last year, accurately titled. But yeah, that was good fun. Grand final day was good fun. Sucks if you're a Collingwood supporter. I was actually going for Collingwood. I don't like West Coast, alright? I'm sorry, Perth. I like Perth. I just don't like West Coast. More of a Freo guy. Anyway, that's a thing. I was super sick all week. Like, horribly sick. Just, I had a conjunctivitis, right? And I've only ever had that, like, once before. And it's where, I think it was the conjunctivitis. I couldn't go to the doctor because I had it on Thursday night really bad. My eyes were, it was disgusting, right? My eyes were passing out white stuff, right? I was like, eye cum, right? It was just a little bit of eye jizz trickling down my nose. And I was like, oh no, my eyes are way too turned on right now. And I'm at work and I'm coming out of my eyes on air. So Lewis and Mike couldn't even take any... If you listen to the podcast when it gets uploaded from that day of the radio show, every talk break, Lewis just stops and goes, "Can you fix your face? I looked like what's the guy from Batman? Two-Face. Half my face was just red and dying and jizzing out of my eye, right? I looked so sick. And the other half just had, like, the best part of my Osh cut. I looked perfect on one side. And the other side, I just looked like a complete... I don't know. I just looked, like, sick. I was ill. That's the thing. I think half my body got sick this week. And the other half was like, "Nah, man, we killing it out here." And the other half was like, "Oh, we should draw up a will, because I'm dying here." But yeah, it was brutal. So yeah, like, that happened. And then I couldn't go to the doctor next day, because it was Friday in Australia. On grand final eve, we have a public holiday. For overseas listeners, that's like, what's your biggest sporting event in your country? That's like, in England, I don't know if they do. Do you guys have a public holiday the day before the English Premier League grand final? Alright, or the final, whatever you call it. Probably not. Alright, but in Australia, we take that shit off. Maybe it's just in Victoria, I don't know. We take that shit off here. It's grand final. Like, it's, you know how Christmas Eve is like a public holiday? Because it's like a time for family? We take grand final eve off. There's no game on. Nothing's on. We just take the day off to cleanse our bodies before copious amounts of beer and meat pies, which I didn't have. I had one pie on grand final day and then didn't drink. Was still a fucking moron though. I think that's what the day off's for. It's just for like preparing normies to be a fucking moron. It's like, mate, I don't need any prep. Alright? I wake up every day and it's grand final eve. I'm a moron round the clock. 24/7, baby. I'm like a fucking 7-Eleven, but for being a moron. I'm open all the time. Come in. Ding. New customer. Yo, what up? Want to buy something? Yeah? A little bit of stupidity? Woo! Here you go. Don't need a beer for that. That, I don't need prep for any day, man. I'm always ready. Alright? But yeah, in Australia, we take that shit off. So, all the doctors took the day off because they're a bunch of normies, right? So, they took grand final eve off. I'm dying. Half my face is collapsing, right? My face is like an avalanche of GI jizz, just jizzing out of one eye. Right? It was terrible. I've got photos of it. I'm not even going to post them in the group because it's disgusting. All right, but like the eyes are just seeping out. I don't know if you've ever had a conjunctivitis before. It only lasted for about 24 hours. And I just slept for 14 hours, 2 days in a row. And by Saturday, I was all sweet, but I didn't drink because, you know, I didn't want to die again. But, yeah, it was crazy. So I almost died. That was a thing that happened this week. What else happened? Oh, guys, I really need to tell you all this. I don't know why. I didn't tell you last week. I think I was embarrassed and I didn't really know what the best way was. Maybe I forgot. I think I was trying to suppress it, but I can't. And I feel like I'm open to you guys about everything on this podcast, and this is a thing I need to get off my chest. I did a bad thing. Alright, you guys will know that I love Panic at the Disco, and you'll know that I missed out on tickets when they first came out. Sold out in a day, I think. And here's me, naive fan, thinking, there'll be tickets tomorrow. The next day, there weren't any tickets. So I missed out. And I've been a sad little boy ever since, right? I'm not going to get to dance to my favorite band at their concert. No one wants that. That's a sad story. So what did I do? I did what any sad boy does, and I tried to rectify the situation. How did it go, Luke? Did you rectify it? Yep. Did it come as quite a loss financially for you, Luke? Yep. How much of a loss financially, Luke, did it cost you to rectify the situation? I.e., how much did you pay for a solo Panic at the Disco ticket because you couldn't find two, so you just bit the bullet and bought one and out of a state of panic? How much did that cost you, Luke?
$170.
What?
$170. $107?
No, $170. $170, that's how much you paid, Luke. Yeah. Boy, you are a sad little boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
$170. I'm not proud of it. I'm not parading around like going, oh, I paid $170 to see Panic at the Disco standing room by myself. I'm not bursting out in the street with my megaphone. Attention, I made an error. No, I'm keeping it to myself. All right. Oh man, there's someone on my lawn right now. There's someone on my lawn. He just put a paper in our no junk mailbox. Hey man, get off my lawn. Oh, now he's driving away. Did he not read the sign? It said no junk mail. He's now left the... Whoa, sorry about that. A guy just walked on my lawn, pulled his car up on my lawn, right? I can see out the front of my house to my front lawn. He put a no junk mail sign. Sorry, he ignored our no junk mail sign, all right? Because no one wants junk mail. It's junk. And he put a fucking catalog in the no junk mail bit. I saw him. It looked like a Harvey Norman one or some shit. Some sort of electrical. I saw a fridge on it. Fuck you, dude. People just ignore signs. Who would do that? Alright? Who would ignore signs and then create a 3-part video series about it? Who would do such a thing? What a reckless fucking animal. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh, my Panic at the Disco situation. Right? So yeah, I've paid $170. I don't want to go by myself. I want to put it out there, by the way. You guys probably think, oh, that's weird, he bought a ticket by himself. Must want to go alone. No, who wants to go alone to a thing? I don't have anyone to go with. You know why? Because everyone else my age moved on. They moved on. They went, ooh, Triple J. Ooh, what's that in the future? Ooh, Post Malone. Anything but 2005 pop punk, right? And they went, ooh, and they plodded along with their lives and their music tastes. They evolved, right? I'm still a Squirtle, bitch, all right? I will never evolve. I got a poster of Blink-182 up in my room. I'm level one, all right? That's part of my appeal. All right, you listen to this podcast, and you know what you're gonna get. You're gonna get some unadvanced shit. Alright? And that's fine. It just means this is easy listening. It means that's the whole appeal of this podcast. Is this is a feel-good podcast for people who listen to it. Because even if you're plodding along life at a level 2, you know, like you're a former Lady Gaga fan, but you've rolled up your little monster poster and put it under your bed, you're not high in life. But you're level 2, right? So even you can listen to this podcast going, wow, Luke is a basic boy, all right? I'm a basic bitch. Sue me. But you know what I'm not? I'm not a solo guy, all right? I don't like, especially in a concert, to me that's like a social fun situation, right? And currently, it's in 2 weeks, or it's less than 2 weeks away, and I'm going solo, right? I don't know what to do. I'm trying to find Emily another ticket. She's like, you said, yeah, she'll go with me, but she's like, I'm not paying $170, and I don't expect her to. And then I'm like, okay, I'll buy Emily another $170 ticket. Then the concert has cost me $340. That's worth it, man, because it's priceless. Here in High Hopes Live. Anyway, sorry. I can't wait, guys. I'm so excited. But I just wish... the original concert tickets were $100, and I paid almost double. I bought it on a resale website, alright? And then had a whole drama with the tickets as well. Ticketmaster, yeah, I'm naming them. What are you gonna do about it, Ticketmaster? Nothing, you can't. It doesn't matter. It's not that bad. But they sent me out the wrong tickets. I got a ticket. Instead of getting a Panic at the Disco ticket, the first day, it was like, yeah, it's coming tomorrow. And I was like, sweet. The mailman came. I ran outside to meet him. I signed the thing. I was so excited. You know, I was like, oh, mate, ignore the no junk mail. Because he probably saw Panic at the Disco tickets and went, oh, no junk mail. Fuck, I'm not allowed to give it to these people because he doesn't want junk. And this is, you guys get the joke. And I ran out to stop him. I was like, no, man, it's for me. This junk mail is accepted. And then I signed the thing and I was like, woohoo, coming inside. And I was like singing. I was like, you know, closing the goddamn, and I closed the goddamn door behind me, you know, and I was like, none of sees these kind of things. With sense of voice and rationality, I chime in. I was super pumped. I open up the envelope. I'm humming along still. You know, it's some of their old, you know, like their newer but older tracks. I'm like, this is gospel for the fallen one. And then I open it, and it's like, oh, these are two tickets to see The Foreigners live at the Sydney Opera House on October 18th or some shit. And I'm like, wrong state, a wrong band, a wrong venue. Hey, Ticketmaster, you fucked up. So I get an email from Ticketmaster literally 5 minutes later, which is creepy as shit. It means they got an email saying it's been delivered. Then they went, we fucked up. And then within 4 minutes, sent me an email. So props to you, Ticketmaster, resolving the sitch. Right, you're like me, you were sad little boys and you tried to rectify the situation. And yeah, they were like, hey, so we done fucked up, and we sent you the wrong tickets. Now, your Panic at the Disco tickets are en route, and I got them the next day. Well, sorry, that's another thing. The girl was like, your Panic at the Disco tickets are en route. And I wanted to be like, oh, no, actually going by myself. Because she assumed that no one will go to a Panic at the Disco concert by themselves. And fair enough to assume that. But she ain't met me, alright? I'm like, you don't know shit about being alone, alright, until you met me. And I was like, cool. So I was like, what do I do about these tickets? These are for a guy named Michael Cleveland in New South Wales, or Michael Cleaves or some shit. I don't know, I forgot his name. And then she's like, what we're going to do is, we're going to send you out an express post thing to stick on an envelope, and you're going to go down to your local post office and send it to Michael for him. And I went, sorry, what now? She's like, we'd really appreciate your cooperation with this. We've sent you the wrong tickets, so you know who's going to rectify the situation? You. So I had to plod along down to the post office and send this random dude his tickets, all right? And for a bit, I was like, score, I get free tickets to see The Foreigners at the Sydney Opera House. I would have to go to Sydney, but, you know, that sucked. But anyway, so I sent off these guys tickets because I was like, you know what? What about if he got my Panic at the Disco ticket? I would be super cut if he didn't send it. So I did the right thing. I sent off his. I ended up receiving my one lonely Panic at the Disco ticket. It looked sad when I opened it, actually. The next day it came and I ran out to the mailman again and I was like, stop! Yeah, I know the no junk mail thing. This is the right one. And he's like, man, ordering a lot of tickets lately. And I was like, yeah, totally, man. I can afford that. And and I signed it again. And then I was like, woohoo. And yeah, just one ticket in there. And I don't know why. I feel like I expected Ticketmaster Resale to throw me a bone and just throw me another ticket in there. Because I'd be like, oh, man, this guy's going to be really lonely on the night. Like, he's gonna have to dance to all his favorite tracks by himself. So I'm in a pickle with the Panic at the Disco situation. You know what? Hey, if anyone listening to this in Melbourne is going on October 13th to Panic at the Disco, all right, hit me up. If I don't have anyone to go with by then, let's go together, all right? Oh, but you know what? Only if you're going by yourself. I don't want to hang out with you and your mates, all right? I don't want to hang out with your friend. I don't want to be like the fifth wheel of your friendship group. All right, that sucks. And it'll suck for you and it'll suck for your friends. You might think, oh my God, like, no, it will suck for everyone. Right? And your friends will be like, who the fuck's this guy? And like, I'll just be like jamming along and stuff. And they'll be like, why did you invite your mate? And you'll be like, oh, he's not my mate. I listen to his podcast. And it'll be just super confusing for everyone, right? But if you're going by yourself and you're in the same pickle I am, such a long shot, then hit me up, fam, alright? Then we can go, we can party. I just feel like this isn't going to happen. I feel like I'm going to be there by myself. And it'll still be like the best night of my life, but it just sucks to do it alone. Anyway, that's my Panic at the Disco situation. Oh, okay. Also, while we're on the track of music, sorry, on the, not the track, while we're on the topic of music, so I was just thinking about music. I was just thinking about tracks, and I just, that's the way my mind works. While we're on the topic of music, found out during the week something, a news that in the music world that shocked me right down to my core. Madonna is releasing a new album. I was just like scouring through like news websites during the week, and then I just read like Madonna set like as announced new 2019 or new 2018 album. Give up. Give up. Why? What? Why is she still releasing music? I don't hate Madonna, by the way. I think Madonna's fine. Like, I don't love her music. I don't really know her music. But, like, what does she have to prove? She's, like, 1,000 years old. What does she have to prove? You've done it. You're the queen of pop. You don't need it. Like, Paul McCartney will release some songs every now and then, but it's not like, you know what I mean? He'll just release it. He doesn't really announce new music. He just will be like, oh, yeah, I put out a new song, because he has nothing to prove. You don't, like, go, oh, my big album's coming next year. You got nothing to prove, Madonna. You're Madonna. I don't even know your last name. I assume that's not your real name. It's probably a stage name. But, like, you're like Seal, all right? You're just like, whenever I think of Seal now, I don't think of the animal. I think of, so much I tell you, so much he can say when it snows. That's what I think of when someone says Seal. Even when I see a picture of a seal, I actually start saying, I'm never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. And I just looking at a fat picture of a seal. That's what I think, alright? So when I see, like, there's no such thing as a Madonna, but you're Madonna. You have nothing to prove, is my point. How old is Madonna? Madonna age. I feel like she's like 1,000, man. Madonna age. 60. All right, well, that's incredibly rude. The point is, she's just one of those people who, in her head, she's 30. Like, she's 30 in her... Look at the way she dresses on stage. She dresses quite provocatively, which is great. Good on her. Woohoo! Empowerment. But if your grandma was out there flaunting her shit on stage, does she have a granddaughter? I bet she has a granddaughter. Oh, maybe she never had kids. Look, I don't know much about Madonna, guys, but all I know is just it's fine to wear elastic, all right? You're 60. All right? You retire. Lots of people do at your age. You got all the money in the world. Alright, have a couple of cocktails. Sit back. You got nothing to prove, Madonna. This is, I'll go into the article here. Where did I see it? I don't know where I saw this shit. Dude, the last Madonna song I remember was, what was it? It was like 4 minutes. I only got 4 minutes to save the world. That was the last that she did with Justin Timberlake. That's the last Madonna song I remember. So it's like, you haven't done a lot for a while. And she wrote that song because she probably had 4 minutes to live left at the time. Because she's like 1,000. No, she's 60. But, you know. Where is it? Madonna. I've lost it, guys. I've absolutely lost it. Oh, man. News websites suck. I'm just reading all these. Where is this? Oh, I'm going to find it. No, I'm not giving up. Madonna. I don't know. It's not even bloody loading. Madonna reveals next album set for 2019. Right? It's her first release since 2015. And her 14th album overall. That's too many albums, Madonna. 14? 14. Do 10. You've done 4 too many. Like, I feel like it seems like I'm trashing Madonna. I'm just saying, Madonna, you know what I mean? Like, you're released. You don't have to do anything more. No one expects anything of you. Go do your thing, alright? Madonna has revealed that she plans on releasing a new album. I'm finishing my record, which I'm going to release next year. Yep, in between Right, so she's doing it. I'm actually making music. I can't quit my day job. Yeah, you can. You're 60. You can quit your day job. That's when most people quit it. All right? Anyway. Good on her. She's 60. She looks like she's 40. All right? She's probably got mad arthritis, but she hides it well. All right? She, you know her, like, when she... You just know she's... I feel like she's hiding... I don't know. I don't trust Madonna, guys. Anyway, I feel like she's hiding something. You can't be that youthful when you're 60. What are you trying to hide? Just be your age. You know what I mean? Start playing Scrabble more. No one's going to be like, oh my God, what a loser. She's 60. That's fine. When I'm 60, I'm going to be playing Scrabble for days. That's all I'm going to do. Wake up, Scrabble clock. Alright? Okay, guys, before we do questions, I got one more confession. I feel like this podcast is just turning into confessions of a white guy. I feel like that's what it always was. I think I need you guys' help with this one, actually. I'm in a bachelor drought. You're probably thinking, Luke, you haven't talked about The Bachelor a lot recently. Last three podcasts haven't mentioned it. Yeah. I got a confession. I haven't watched The Bachelor this season since before I went to Thailand. I know what's been happening. I've been following it. You know what I mean? I've been watching bits and pieces. Haven't watched a whole ep since I went to Thailand. Now, I don't want to say I've tapped out of The Bachelor this season. That's not what's happened. I think I can get back in there. I just... I've lost... I don't know what it is. I've lost the passion for it, guys. All right? I just feel like... I don't know. I'm in a Bachelor drought and... someone needs to pull me out real quick. No, something about this season. It feels off to me. Like, I think the thing is, I just know he's not going to end up with the girl. Like, I know he's not. Like, he might pick someone at the end, but they're not currently dating. For sure. No way are they dating. And I think a little bit of me just sees through that. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I want a genuine bachi like Matty J. Bring back Sam, you know? Well, not now, because he's happily. But bring back a Sam. I just think Nick Cummins was a good idea from the outset by the Channel 10 team. But then, in hindsight, it's like, alright, after the first bit where he meets him, you know, you can only do so many ripper Aussie calls that maybe... I never wanted to say that. I just think they've lost me this season. I feel so sad even admitting that. Look, I might give another chance. I might get back into it. I may be wrong. I'm probably wrong. I'm probably just having, like, withdrawals and, you know, like, maybe... I feel like maybe I'm hungry. You know what I mean? I'm hungry for a bit of Bachelor. Someone just needs to give me a Snickers. And they're like, you're not you and you're hungry. Just give me, like, a taste of an ep. You know? Give me, like, you did not receive a rose. You know, give me a bit of Osh. Just throw a bit of Osh in there and I'm back. That's what I think this season's lacked, is Osh. I just feel lost right now. I feel like Tennille, episode 6, when she tried to, like... or was it episode 7 or 8? I don't know. When she tried to walk out. You know what I mean? The producers are chasing her out of the mansion. And she's like, I just can't do it anymore. That's me. You know what I mean? But I just don't have that voice of a producer telling me to come back because it's dangerous. I don't have that voice inside of me. I just keep walking away. And what's really intimidating about being behind on any TV show ever is I feel out of discussion now. People talk about it. I used to be the one bringing it up. And now I'm the one in the conversation that's just nodding along. I mean, yeah, I can throw in some pretty... I can still, you know, batch chat with the best of them. Because obviously, like, it's me. It's kind of like if I was to write a thesis on it, on anything, it'd be The Bachelor. But... I feel like my batch chat is good, but my topical batch chat is weak because I haven't watched the show in about 3 weeks. And it's finale week this week, and which means tomorrow night is two nights away. We find out the winner, and I've already called it. Britt's going to win, all right? Brooke's going to walk out. Everyone, you just know all these things. Why? Because I watch the promos. But... I don't know. I'm in a bachelor drought and someone needs to save me. Okay? Can you guys help pull me out? I feel like I need maybe a motivational email. Maybe someone needs to send me a meme. of The Bachelor. I don't know, whatever you guys can think of that you think will get me back in there and make me catch up. I've got 2 days to catch up on about 6 eps. I can do it. Of course I can do it. It's me. I'll find the time. All right? I've got plenty of time. It's not a time thing. Oh, I don't really have that much time. That's kind of why I haven't caught up. It's mainly a time thing, guys. But I just, it's a little bit of me. There's no drive there, you know what I mean, anymore, to finish off this season. And I'm really sorry for you guys. I know you guys come to this podcast for Bachelor correspondence. Those who don't watch the show, you know, come to this podcast to keep up with that batch chat at work, you know. What I bring for this podcast is water cooler chat. You go, oh, I'm pretty sure Luke mentioned something about Cass being creepy. So then someone brings it up at the water cooler the next day, and you're like, oh, yeah, Cass, am I right? And they go, oh, man, Tim's the best, if there's a Tim who comes to this podcast for that. But I'm sorry, I haven't provided you any Bachelor chat. All I've provided you is with sad stories about my life this week and a lot of negativity about The Bachelor. And that's what I never wanted this podcast to become. And yeah, I just, anyway, guys, I need you to help me out of this drought. I need you for this, all right? If you can help me, if you think you can inspire me to get back on the batch train for this season and finish it off, man, I'll finish it off after the season finishes. I don't care how long it takes. I just need a bit of drive to get there, because currently I don't have it at the moment, all right? I feel like I've already predicted the winner. I know he's not still with her, and that's about it. So I don't want to end the podcast here. I'm going to do questions, all right? Because I feel like we need to end on a more positive note. Guys, the first question is from Martin. And I've got it up here because I read this question during the week, and it's blown me away. It truly has. And ignore, it gets off to a kind of pretty weird start, but it's explained throughout the email. You look good, Luke. So that's the first line. I appreciate that, Martin. That's not weird, because that's correct. I have an Oshkut at the moment. I've never felt or looked better. And then in brackets, he apologizes. And I'm like, what are you saying sorry for? You've just said a correct, you've said a factually correct thing. And Martin's gone, sorry about the intro. I need to improve on my poetry skills. That's the weird part. Not one point is that sentence, you look good, Luke, poetry. What poem is that? It's not a haiku, alright? It doesn't rhyme. There's nothing profound about that statement, you look good, Luke. It's a fact, alright? Martin, I'm sorry. You don't have to apologize about the intro, but you really confused me there. That, you know what? Actually, maybe Martin's oddly right. He said, sorry about the intro, I need to improve on my poetry skills. Yeah, if you think you look good, Luke, is a poem, then I agree wholeheartedly with you, Martin. You absolutely need to improve on your poetry skills. But anyway, so that weird start to the email, but it gets really good. So now let's continue. It's me, Martin. Already I'm like, man, who the fuck is Martin? But clearly, me and Martin have met, because he got, hey, Luke, it's me. You look good. It's me, Martin. And yes, I'm that old. And I'm like, what the fuck? Who is Martin? I'm starting to think Martin's my dad. I'm like, I feel like I should know. Martin clearly thinks I should know him. And then in brackets, he says again, look at my email address. So I looked at the email address, and it says 1994 in the email address. So I realized that Martin was born in 1944. I did a bit of quick maths. Guys, we have a listener of the podcast. There is a cheeky muffer out there that is 74 years old. Martin, I bow to you in respect, sir. You probably listened to the audio. You probably haven't worked out the YouTube version yet, but I'm bowing to you currently, all right? It means a lot that you've tuned in. You are by far the coolest 74-year-old ever. You're like, man, Madonna could take a leaf out of your book, all right? You're like 70, you're cooler than Madonna, and she's 60. You're cooler than the Pope, dude, and he's a high-tech Pope. He has Twitter, but you listen to podcasts. Now, I'm not sure how old the Pope is. He's probably a lot older than you, Martin, but you're killing the game. Man, this is amazing. My grandson took me to your Brisbane show. and we both had a ball. My question for you is, how do you protect your jokes and content from being stolen from rival comedians? I will answer the question, Martin, but you came to my... I'm so sorry, I don't know, maybe I remember. Look, I meet a lot of people at my shows, but, Martin, you're a legend. Thank you very much. I have no idea a 74-year-old came to my show this year. That's the coolest shit ever. Not only that, you enjoyed it. Boom. I'm hitting every demographic, fam. All right? 74? That's... You're over three times my age. Almost four. I mean, I don't want to make you feel old, Martin, because you're not old. You listen to podcasts, and... Man, you probably went to school with Madonna. I'm just kidding, alright? I really appreciate that you came to my show, man. That's so cool. And also, shout out to your grandson for dragging you along. That's the coolest shit, that he agreed to go to the show, and then has since been like, I must check out this guy's podcast. Man, what, like, do you tell your mates about this at the RSL? Like, you come to the RSL and you're just like, oh, man, you never guess what's been happening on The Bachelor this week. Oh, this guy, listen to Luke, went to Thailand. Fuck. What? This is crazy to me. This is so wild because, oh, man. Anyways, blow my mind. So he's asked a good question. My question for you is, how do you protect your jokes and content from being stolen from rival comedians? The answer is you don't, sadly. It's very much a trust thing. It has happened before where... I'm not going to name names, obviously, but I don't care either. But, like, I care more when it happens online, to be honest, because there's, like, video proof of it. But, actually, no, I probably care more with stand-up. I don't know. It has happened with stand-up where there's... I've heard two. It's happened twice. I've heard comedians tell a joke, so come up to me and say, hey, that was a great joke. And then... a week later, they're doing a joke that's a reworded version of the joke. I'm not saying they stole it from me, but it's very eerily similar. You know what I mean? I've had that happen before where you're like, oh, wow, you liked my joke, and then a week later, you're doing the joke. Interesting. Probably a coincidence. But yeah, I guess you don't... There's no way to... It's intellectual property. That's why it's such a grey area, even with the law. Because it's like, how do you protect it? Other than saying, oh, I own this. And then someone's like, okay, but like, what are you going to do? Like, you can sue someone and you can sue them for copyright and stuff. But if it's like especially a joke thing, it's like, well, if they've just taken a premise, but they've added a punchline of their own, then is it theirs? It's a real grey area. And I guess it's a thing where it's... I feel like lots of any creative community is built on trust and also like originality. I feel like at the end of the day, if you're a comedian who is stealing other people's bits, you're either going to get called out for it eventually. Like, you're going to get caught. You can't just keep doing that forever. And at the end of the day, you're probably a shitty comedian. Or you're a shitty artist if you steal someone's artwork style, or if you steal someone's music's weird because like people do covers and it's totally cool. But like, you know, there's songs that rip off guitar riffs of other songs and they get caught, and then people go like, oh, well, you just fucking ripped that off. So you're not a good musician anyway. So I feel like those people don't go very far anyway, Martin. So I feel like there's no reason to protect it wholeheartedly, because at the end of the day, if they're copying you, it means you're funny, A, and B, you're original, and that's a kind of a good thing. It's almost a compliment, in a way, if someone steals your work. But that's kind of where, like, I do watch a lot of stand-up, but I don't watch comedians that I could ever be like, if that makes sense. Like, I'll watch a lot of comedians who are, like, just so different to me that I won't even like, imitate their mannerisms or anything on stage, because I'm like, like Bo Burnham and stuff, like just people who are like, here's musical comedy. I feel like we're just like so different. Like, I'll just tell stories or whatever. So I don't really watch many like storytelling comedians, because it's like, oh, that's what I like to do on stage. But yeah, that's how I go about not copying people. Because I feel like sometimes it could happen, like accidentally, where you've heard a thing 3 years ago, you've forgotten where you heard it, then you have a thought, you don't realize that it's a thing. I feel like that happens. And I just try and run it through as many filters of, no, like this is definitely, like I remember how I came up with this, and then, yeah, and then I go like, and sometimes I'll Google it, man. Like I'll Google a video before I do it, like has this video ever been done? Or like whatever. So yeah, that's how. And also, how come you don't promote your other YouTube channel, Life of Luke? I do, kinda. Whenever I post a video on it, I kind of let you guys know on the story. If you don't know, I have a second channel called Life of Luke on YouTube, where I just upload like vlogs and like second channel stuff. It's just like behind the scenes of me on tour, me just doing dumb shit, sober. and yeah. So I guess there's no reason why I don't promote it. I just keep it's, you know what it is? It's just, a few people have asked me, it's like, man, why don't you just post that shit on your first channel? Because I want my first channel to be good. And this stuff, so I just feel like, is not the same. It's just me fucking around in an Airbnb as opposed to a comedy sketch or a video that I've written and produced and stuff, which is what I like putting on my own channel, is like what I consider higher quality gags. So yeah, that's I'll answer one more question. Thank you very much, man. That's the coolest shit. We have a 74-year-old, right? Who's the youngest person? Let's try and find the youngest person. If you're older than 74 and you listen to this podcast, hit me up. But I want to find the youngest and oldest person who listened to the podcast. That would be so sick. So yeah, thanks very much, Martin. You're a legend. Hope to see you at my Brisbane show next year. And I don't know. What could we do together? Anyway, we'll talk about the war. I don't know why he likes me, because anyway, what a legend. This person wants to be anonymous. It's a girl, so I'll call them Jeff Lee. That's the female version of Jeff. Hi Luke, I got a question for the podcast. I listen to your podcast religiously, and it's honestly the best white privilege podcast ever. Really? Because that's most podcasts. Most podcasts that come from a place of white privilege, I just acknowledge it. So basically, I suck at school, my grades are really bad, even though I study, I can't do maths for shit, and all my teachers hate me because I'm always talking and making jokes in class. Right. I love photography, but school doesn't really help me pursue that. I want to drop out, but my parents won't let me. You always talk about how school wasn't for you and that it didn't really help you. Just wanted your advice and ask if you have any tips. Anyway, keep up the good work. Well, this is kind of hard, Jeff Lee. Because I feel like you guys really misinterpret it. I get this similar question quite a bit. You know, like, oh, you said that you hated school, so that means it's okay to drop out. I never said that, okay? I feel like you guys have twisted what I said into what you want to hear, if that makes sense. And you've gone, oh, Luke thinks it's cool to drop out. No, I didn't. I finished school. I just said it wasn't for me. I still did it. I still did all right at it as well. Like, I got a 69 ATAR. That's the only reason I remember it as well, because I'm a child, and I think that's funny. But, yeah, I got a 69 ATAR, which is not bad. It's not great as well. Like, I'm probably, I don't want to talk myself up, it's so wanky. But like, I was like, not unintelligent. I just didn't apply myself at all. I probably, maybe, if I had to put my mind to it, I probably could have got maybe like an 80 or something like that. Like, maybe not. I probably could have, you know, got like a 75. I don't know. Like, I really just didn't apply myself at all. And don't regret it for a second, is what I was saying. Because it wasn't for me. And at the end of the day, if I had have got a 99 at the end of my schooling, which is like a top score, if you're not from Melbourne, which is most of you probably. Our score was pretty much based out of 100. And I got a 69 out of 100 for my overall schooling, right? And the top score you can get is like 99.99 or something like that. And if I had have got a 99.99... that would not have affected my life in any way. I'd still be doing dumb shit like this on a Tuesday, just talking in my lounge room by myself, getting mad at a guy, putting junk mail in my no junk mailbox. All right, that's what I'd be doing still. So that's why I don't give a shit and I have no regrets to not trying in high school. If anything, I probably should have not tried less. But it's just a thing where it's like, I am fortunate enough that I found, I didn't know at the time. At the time, it was like, oh my God, I've done not that well in high school and I have no idea what I want to do. At the time, it was shit scary. And then, thank goodness, half a year out of high school, I realized what I wanted to do with my life and I've never looked back. So now, it's not a regret. But I would say finish off high school for sure, Jeff Lee. Doesn't matter. Like, I feel it sounds like you're not applying yourself at all. And when you, I hate when people say they can't do a thing. Oh, I can't do maths. You can. You just don't try. Which is fine. I'm not saying, but you like you can. Yeah. Be honest with yourself. What's 1 + 1? Oh, you probably just went 2 in your head. So fuck, you can do maths, right? You just haven't bothered to learn it to a higher level, which is fine. Neither did I, really. But I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying, thank fuck I worked out what I wanted to do, and thank fuck that thing didn't involve maths. You said you love photography? Cool. There's a year 12 photography class. Maybe school doesn't have it. That sucks. Our school did have a photography class. But go out on the weekends and start it. You know what I mean? Don't waste your life, you know, like, bludgeon. Like, do school, but don't waste your life, like, outside. You know what I mean? I just feel like don't waste your life. I feel like people go, like, oh, fuck school. I want to do this. And it's like, cool. I want to be a DJ. And then, like, 3 years later, they're just, like, doing meth at a nightclub. And you're like, are you being a DJ, man? Are you doing meth? I'm not saying that's you. That's a really bad example. I'm just saying, don't fucking waste time then. If you know what you want to do and you've said in your email you love photography, then great. And fair enough that your parents won't let you because you don't have anything lined up. My point is that if you don't have anything lined up after school, it's fine to drop out of school. Like, lots of people drop out to do a trade and stuff because they got work lined up, they know what they want to do, and school's just not for them. Awesome. It means they don't have to waste time at school. But if you don't know, really know what you want to do there, you have nothing lined up, then at the end of the day, you're still getting an education, whether you like it or not, and at the end of the day, it's still going to help you, because I'm glad now I did do some stuff at school, because I know how to fucking read and write to a medium level. I don't know how to speak properly yet, still learning that, Pugot, but I know how to read and write. I know how to spell Peugeot or Peugeot, I forget what it's called. But I don't know how to pronounce it. But yeah, my point is, I feel like a few people have twisted what I've said. I'm very pro-school. It just wasn't for me. And thank God I found out that I wanted to do something outside of it. If you're at school and you're struggling with it, I would say stick at it unless you really know what you want to do and you're doing things outside of school that are going to lead there, like a trade or something like that, or like a passion or that... you know what I mean? And also, it's very hard for... Like, my parents wouldn't have let me drop out either. So, I just stick it out, like, until the end of year 12. And then start photography the next day. All summer. Take one photo every day. Edit it. Post it somewhere. Edit it. Post it somewhere. Ask your family, friends. Oh, can we do photography together? Can I take a photo for free? Oh, you having a family event? Can I take a photo? Like... That's what I did, but with the equivalent of comedy. I used to rock up to bars and be like, oh, can I get a spot? You know, can I do 3 minutes of comedy? They'd be like, no, fuck off. And I'd be like, all right. And then like 3 weeks later, they'd be like, fine. And I did it. Like that's how you start anything. So just start. That would be my thing. If school isn't for you, fine. That's good. Good you have acknowledged that. But you can't do nothing unless what we talked about last week, unless you're fucking loaded, then you can do fuck all. In that case, good luck to you. But yeah, that is my advice. Don't drop out of school, hang in there, but use your time outside of school to pursue your passion of photography, Jeff Lee. Maybe don't be an asshole to your teachers and stuff. I wasn't like that. I just said it wasn't for me. I just used to like slack off, but I didn't like ruin anyone else's learning. I just used to sit by myself and do fuck all, right? I wasn't gonna ruin anyone, because some people's school was for them when they needed a good score. For me, just wasn't my thing. But guys, there's the end of the podcast. I have to go to a meeting, shit, at the radio station, and I will speak to you next week. Hope you guys have a good week, and batchy inspiration. Come on, I need it, guys. See you later.